Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. Joining me today is John Paul. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Also joining me today is the producer of VFN Radio Program, whose fault it is, of course. Now you can actually see him. And honestly, I'm serious. I know you hear this a lot, but he's never dressed like this. All of a sudden, we're on WHBR and the Gulf Coast, and he's like a fashion show.
He's
you know
styling,
what I'm saying?
Profiling.
I mean, he's walking in with one hand on the hip, kind of just, you know, posing, walking
posing,
through there, and all this kind of stuff.
In.
I'm just trying to keep up with you guys. That's all.
Oh, right. They can see us now. Now they know it's not true.
Right. They know the truth.
There's Pat Hamilton. And for all of our audience all around the world, we want to let you know that you can actually see us at 2 p.m. Central Time. On the day that you're hearing us, you can go to VFNTV.com and you can view us from all your different ways to view us. You can actually see exactly what we're talking about when you see Pat and just, you know, have grace and mercy for, you know, although I got some checker stuff going on here. I can barely see. It's working, man. It's working.
Hey,
I can barely see you.
It's like, this is for K.
Yeah, you've been Googling clothes and all that kind of stuff.
Slim down.
I think you bought an iron finally.
Uh-oh.
It's an iron. Oh, is that a, wash me, Jesus. Okay. Well, today we're going to be talking to you about as much as we can get in.
I know.
But we're going to be talking, what's happening with the court system right now?
Well, listen.
Just don't talk about it, but let's just talk about what we're going to talk about so we can cover
Justice
the topic.
Justice Scalia, the longest serving Supreme Court justice.
Suthering. Suck at that.
Yeah, I know. He says, listen, the devil is real. He says the devil is real.
Wait a minute. This is the Supreme Court justice, and he's saying the devil is real.
The devil is real. He's still at work.
Yes, he is.
And he says he's doing the new thing. He's still not doing what he used to do, but he says this is what he's doing. He's trying to get people to believe that he's not real and that God's not real.
We're going to be talking about that. As a matter of fact, we've been talking about, are they using tips from Lucifer
now? That's right.
To be able to organize America and the world. And we're finding out on this journey, and we'll be talking about that, in addition to Judge Anthony Scalia.
Say that 10 times
in a
row.
Almost like a tournament. And WWJO, who would Jesus organize? Because we talked about, we're going to the fifth tactic that's being used that our president taught for 4 years while he was allegedly working for Saul Alinsky. I mean, Saul was persecuting the church, but, you know, remember Saul got converted.
Well, hey.
Maybe if we would just let things go into Damascus, like everybody's trying to say, don't go to Damascus. Maybe if we would have let him ride the ship into Damascus, maybe a bright light would have appeared and he would have said, Lord, Lord, why am I using Lucifer's tactics? Mm. Think about it.
Right. Yeah.
That's what Saul was doing, right? And God loved Saul enough to save him, and not only save him and used him. And he was such, you know, Saul was so adversarial towards everybody that once he became a Christian, then the Jews didn't want anything to do with him.
Right.
But because he persecuted the church so bad, the church didn't want anything to do with him. Uh-huh. And God had to show up and speak to Ananias and say, could you swing down and talk to the one who was using Lucifer's tactics to be able to destroy the church?
Can you give him a referral?
He can't see right now. And you need to pray that he can see. He's like, he shouldn't see. That's today's church. He shouldn't see. Well, no, it's not God. God loved Saul.
Right.
God understood. He felt he was doing God's work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he was doing Lucifer's work because he was persecuting Jesus. He says, why are you persecuting me?
Mm-hmm.
And once he discovered that, then all of a sudden, Saul, it was such a transformation when time showed up, the light showed up, that all the world's clock shifted, but also Saul's name switched from Saul Alinsky, the Pharisee, to Paul.
That's right.
So when you read about Paul, you're talking about Saul. So don't throw your hands up. Don't say, hey, it's not impossible. Listen, the fact that I could be saved, I'm very serious. like Paul said, the reason why God saved me, talking about himself, is to show how good, how big his mercy is.
That's right.
So I just want you to know right now. And then, you know, I thought, okay, that's me. But then I saw he could save Pat. You know, Pat and I used to work. I used to have a company, a business, and we worked together. He was a master fabricator. And
that's what you said.
Straight back. Well, you were the only master fabricator in the region because I looked everywhere for a master fabricator.
Right.
And I hired ones who said they were.
And weren't.
They were. Anyway, and so, BC, before Christ and after, mm-hmm. It was amazing, the transformation and all that. Mm-hmm. God had this day in mind mm-hmm. where he would be no producing hope for all mankind over television and radio. Isn't that amazing? That is totally so amazing.
We need a picture. Tell me,
God does not have a sense of humor.
No doubt.
From Second Street to the gold streets of heaven, you know what I'm saying? God is amazing.
There is hope.
God is amazing. So I just want to give you hope. I mean, obviously, John, he thinks he was a bad guy.
Oh yeah.
We need you to write to us and let us know. We have no idea.
There's plenty of writers.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. You cannot be a family member. Those don't count. We want people. We know we're. I'm by. Oh my goodness gracious. But I thought, evil things could happen to you when you're in the world, didn't know Jesus. But I thought once you walk with the Lord, those who profess in the Lord, they can hurt you.
Ooh, they can get you now.
Didn't you just say you loved me yesterday? And now you're talking me out. What's happening here? Are you chasing me down at the Pancake Brothers? Is this for real?
Can we just get along?
Give me a second. I just need to abide on this. Well, what are you doing? A pastor's chasing you down at a Pancake Brothers? What do you do?
Run for your life.
I don't know. Bob, but what do we do with this one? I don't know. Well, meet me at Starbucks. Anyway, so listen, we're going to be talking to you about these things. And we've been talking about, tips from Lucifer. The reason why we're saying that is because Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, which really, kind of intertwine Robert's Rules of Orders, Robert's Rule of Order with Rules of Radicals, because radicals can use Robert's Rules of Orders to be able to have their way.
I mean, maybe.
Oh my goodness. Is there a connection? Okay, we're not going to go there. God is a God of order, not of Robert's rule of order, but of God's order. And Jay-Z loves the chance for Robert's rules of order. Okay, this is my time.
Exactly.
This is my platform. I'm fixing to say something. Could you sit down, please? This is not Robert's rules of order. And so in the context of that, so we're going to say it this way. I like this. This is how we meant it, and this is how we listen to the broadcast. This is what we're talking about. Are they using Lucifer's tactics?
Mm-hmm.
Are they using Lucifer's tactics to be able to organize America and the world? And on this journey, we're finding out is we're only in the fifth tactic.
Oh my goodness!
It's like
there's 13 of them.
I don't want to commit too soon, but seeing they're screaming out Barabbas, I'm thinking this is a good we want to be able to. So we're going to talk more about that today. I also want to give a shout out to all of our viewers that are seeing us. WHBR's online aspect that we have that at VFNTV.com that we're hearing from South Florida, Jersey, even downtown during lunch break time. That give a shout out to Debbie.
Oh, hey.
She was down there at the county of Escambia, in Texas, and it's just really cool.
Colorado.
You can see if you want to see Pat while you can.
Wow.
And I do want to say we're also going to be talking about one aspect about who would Jesus organize, because it was, if you missed it, you've got to get it. You have to understand this is unfolding revelation, manna coming down to us, and we're just saying, Lord, here we are. We'll gather the manna each day, and we will say what you laid on our hearts to say. Mm-hmm. It's his agenda, not ours. And our agenda would be diving, and it would be in Mexico, but since they're actually killing each other.
Yeah, right.
Mexico, not now.
And it would be on a cruise, but last time I went on a cruise, I felt so bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, how much are they not paying you? Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, God, get me off the boat. And that was till after I've been off a while. I'm like, I could just tip big. You can put me back. I could just tip big.
There you go.
Oh my goodness. And so I'm like, I'm an American. I'm on this boat. They're not paying people, and they're treating me well. Anyway, so we're talking about these things, and it's so important. If you have not yet, and we're going to make it more presentable to you in a way at the torch, because when you go to the front page of VFNTV.com, there is a flame burning on the right-hand side. That's not just a visual stimuli.
Right.
That is a link that leads you to over 2,000 plus.
2,700 to be exact.
2,700 to be exact. 2,700 beams of light.
Yeah.
And this is what the Lord said. This is what the Lord is speaking to me about. He's just like, he says, listen, he says, faith comes by the hearing of the word. So we're not just giving you, we're not a news organization.
Right.
We're the church talking. We're the conversation. Yeah. We're Christians just saying, hey, We want to shine some light, the light of God's word on this. That's why we're so keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which he commands us to be the light of the world. So you're actually be able to look at what's actually going on. I mean, something like, okay, I see it's being organized now. We're kind of like all gathering. when there's a whole bunch of you in one area, get worried. We were at the movie theater. Can't talk about that. You can hear this like, I'm worried. There's a whole bunch of them. They got prisoner over the door. And then we say, okay, that's what's going on reportedly. Let's see what God says about it. And then you got able to get a biblical perspective, a light perspective, because God says that his word is a lamp unto our feet, tells us where we're at, and a light unto our path, tells us where we're going. If you're walking around outside the light, you're walking in the dark, right? And so that's what we want to do. We want to just, and so I would personally say, since we're 24/7, you can download our app by going to your app store at type in VFN TV, that's V Victor FNTV, and get the app or go to VFNTV.com and it'll lead you there. In addition to that, if you have not yet signed up, every week you can get the torch. You can get the torch. The torch is the newsletter that comes out once a week for all the beams of light that shoot outside of VFNTV and daily radio program to be able to encourage you. And it's like the whole thing sliced up into a loaf of bread, sliced up in what you can pick and choose what you need. And it'll come to you in your email. You just go to VFNTV.com. In the upper right-hand corner, it's flashing. And it says, you know, sign up for the newsletter. And you sign up. You are now connected, and you will get, and at no cost to you, you will get it sent right to your, wherever you get your email at.
Yeah.
And you click at that one moment, and you find out what stands out to you and what you need encouragement in, what you need to build your faith in, and when you get a biblical perspective, and you click on that, you can listen to it right that moment.
Yeah.
That one moment. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Technology is so, so make sure you sign up for it. And soon, very soon, there's also, we're going to have an offer for those that do sign up. So you want to get on there, we'll offer that to everybody that has signed up. But you're going to be able to download some awesome offers right there. It'll be sent to you in your email. So if I was you, I would get signed up. Go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and sign up. Yeah, it is October the 8th. It is Tuesday. We're speaking to you across the world. And we're also want to just encourage you in regards to what God spoke to me specifically about, and I want to get right to Anthony Scalia, is that right before we launched in the Gulf Coast region, and if you look at the whole rim of the coverage area, which is potential 1.4 million folks, 500 and something thousand households, right?
Right.
And it goes, and it's right there where the hurricanes have come in and did the damage that they used to do. And, but he spoke to me very specifically, and he showed me how significant, because everybody, you got a call on your life. There's something that God has called you to do, and the enemy's trying to keep you from it. And the only way you're going to find out what it is to walk in the light and stay in the light and be discipled in the light and follow the light.
Yeah.
And then that it'll be revealed to you. But in regards to, VFN TV and the daily radio program, God has shown us that I mean, you think about Steve Hill. And the prophetic avalanche word that God gave him, he says, listen, all this false doctrine and false things are being taught. And he said, we got to begin to fire rounds into the snowbanks to keep from the avalanche from coming down. And that's truth.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing is we're spiritually speaking out truth and just firing it into those snow mounds to make sure that it doesn't avalanche, doesn't come down. An avalanche of false teachings fall over the church, and we have to awaken and arise. And the Lord shows specifically like a battleship, like almost, if you would just imagine a battleship going up and down the coast, up and down the coast of that region, the coastline. And it's like the truth, God's word will protect you. God sets his angels over his word to fulfill them. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Does the Constitution protect the freedom of religion? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
This country seems to want to say the Constitution's Bill of Rights guarantees them a freedom from religion rather than a freedom of it. Since when does the Constitution at all, or the Bill of Rights, give people this religion-free zone?
Well, it's not supposed to be that way. It's just been so misinterpreted by the courts, including the Supreme Court of the United States, that it's actually turned these issues upside down. And what you've got in a situation like this, I believe, is to put in place a better understanding of the Constitution. Now, how do you do that? You do that by getting judges put on the bench that understand the role of Constitution and understand the role of history. And that's what's missing right now, and it's missing significantly.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout-out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. You're listening to VFN Radio. Welcome all of our listeners from WHBR. So I want to be a shout-out to our sponsors and underwriters.
Yes, absolutely. I want you to visit the Coffee House on Navy Boulevard.
Yes.
31 North Navy Boulevard.
In Pensacola, Florida.
Great coffee. Listen, why go to, you know, some of the other chain places? You can go somewhere local that's supporting a God country in Israel.
Yes.
And they are huge supporters of just this country. I love what they do for the military. Mm-hmm. Anytime you can go there, they have a nice, comfortable setting. Mm-hmm. Got a fireplace and free Wi-Fi. And just really nice place to study or read. And they have all sorts of food. Freshly made, you know, it's really mm-hmm. good stuff. So visit Rhonda at the Coffee House.
Yeah, and just go to VFNTV.com, check out our sponsors and underwriters and possibly become one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just go to VFNTV.com, follow the promptings right there, and maybe, you know, your business. And this one thing the Lord did speak to me before we launched on the Emerald Coast, the Gulf Coast area, was that the business, God wants to bless your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said very specifically, and when I want to bless the work of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
The economy gets touched when we turn to God. And if you stand up for God and country in that order and Israel, and those are three important pillars, and you can read the scripture for each of those at VFNTV.com under partners, it'll show you very specifically why. If you want a customer base to come in,
mm-hmm.
you got to stand up for God. If you want a country to be able to have a business in, you got to stand up for country, because God actually raises countries up and he brings them down. And if you actually want to be blessed in the context of your family and your country and your business, you got to stand for Israel. These are three very important things that we stand for. And listen, we're here because God told us to be here. This truly is, in our perspective, a network that God is building. Because if he doesn't build it, we're not going to build it.
Exactly.
And it's like he says, listen, the church is built not with human hands. And the mm-hmm. church is not a building. It's believers and Christians. So it truly is a network. Wouldn't you testify? It is a network.
Definitely.
That the Lord is building through those who stand up and say, here, I stand with VFN-TV, the daily radio program. I am a sponsor, I'm an underwriter, or I'm a partner. Just partner. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com and follow the promptings there on the front page. You know, we're talking about, you know, who would Jesus organize? And it was just, you know, we talked about, you know, how God organized through Moses, but Korah thought, that Moses organized through God.
Right.
Big difference. One is Lucifer tactics and one is God's tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And God uses humble people to organize his effort through. And humble does not mean somebody's walking all over you. It's somebody that's willing to face the lion's den and still obey God. It's somebody just totally dependent. They're willing to go to the flames for God. That's They're right. just, whatever you want me to do, God, I'll just do it. Which really freaks out people like Cora because they don't have no grid. They don't have no grid for that.
Right.
And then we find out, oh my goodness, well, Absalom, the son of David, organized against David. But I just want to ask this, add this one little, small little, you know, who would Jesus organize? Because, and we talked also about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was, I believe, an apostle from God, who allowed God to organize America through him, because he stayed within the context of Romans chapter 13, 1 through 5. He stayed under the Constitution. He just wanted everybody to live up to the Constitution. He believed in the leaders of America, which means the people of America, because he said, I believe there's more people out there, even in those terrible states that were led at that time, not terrible now, but terrible then, that were led by governors and sheriffs who were just evilly racist. And he said, because he understood the Constitution, he's a lawyer, he understood the Constitution, he's like, there's people there, there's we the people there in that state that has good hearts.
Yeah.
That once they see what's going on, and that's how we have to understand. And so he stayed in the context of the people. He did not violate the people's constitution. He understood that I cannot rebel against the people because that's who's the authority in America. It's not the 532-35 folks in D.C. Those are our representatives. It's you and me. We can't rebel against each other, which means he stayed in the context of the Constitution. And secondly, he stayed under God's Constitution because when you read the commitments that you had to sign to be able to walk with him, that a lot of these folks today who are using his name, he wouldn't even let you walk with him.
No doubt.
And he definitely wouldn't approve of your book if you dedicated to Lucifer, because the very first commitment was you have to have an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, study his word, soak in his word, and follow his teachings. You know, that was his first commitment, which is, you know, that's a different commitment than the first commitment in Alinsky's book, right? Shout out to Lucifer. And so it's My spirit, man, all I can tell you, because I didn't personally walk with him, but I can tell you, when he was given the I have a dream speech in D.C., that was, I was going to be born a couple months later.
Wow.
You know, and the day that President John F. Kennedy was shot, the day that he was assassinated, because Dr. King was assassinated, that's the day that I was born.
Right.
And I believe that I'm gonna be willing to be used by the Lord like others have been, and you can be used by the Lord too. So I'm gonna play my part.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna sit back. He said, "This is
everybody has a part to play. Has a role to play."
And Dr. King would say, he says, "You know, the biggest evil of all is to remain silent." And in regards to Israel, if we remain silent, like what happened last time when they were going through persecution, if we remain silent, while even as we're gonna find out in the next half hour about Anthony Scalia, our Supreme Court judge is saying that Lucifer is at work in America. And we're going to see this interview. You're going to see him. You're going to see him right here on WHBR or VFN TV or at the VFN Torch, depending on how you're listening or watching us. And but the thing about it is, you know, the light's greater than darkness.
Yeah.
You know, and we're all under this blanket of darkness. And thick darkness does cover mankind, but the light has come into the world. We just need to be light. It's time for us to begin to get in the light, the word of God, and understand that his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So I want to quickly go over this. There's one particular part I did not cover in regards to when in the New Testament another community organizer began to organize. And it was, again, just like we're seeing take place with the Alinsky models that the president taught for 4 years, is and Hillary Clinton wrote a thesis on in her graduate studies, is that the religious folks of that day was being used to organize against God. So it's nothing new. It's been happening for quite some time. But if you think about it, here's God, Emmanuel, Jesus, walking in the flesh, healing, delivering, speaking the truth. They're not even letting him in their buildings and their organizations. They're throwing him out when he's there, and they're getting stirred up. They're getting jealous of him. They're thinking he's going to mess things up for us. You know, he's problems, he's issues. And all of a sudden, they finally find somebody, some scoundrels to lie on him, just like they did with Naboth, and it's always a standard type stuff. And somebody sold him out. His name was Judas. He sold him out, and he was doing that because for financial gain. And how many people right now are buying in and partnering with people who are walking under Lucifer's tactics, just so you can have some financial gain. Are you selling Jesus out? This is what God told Saul. He said, why are you persecuting me? Listen, if you sell out the body of Christ, if you sell out the body of Christ for your paycheck and your 401k and for your job as a pastorate and your little, you know, whatever you're living in, or you sell them out for your some sort of wrong perspective of healthcare, whatever. If you sell out the body of Christ, you sell out Jesus.
That's right.
And Judas couldn't get over that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was hard. And once you sell, it's hard to get over that. You can repent, but that's hard to get over when you realize that that you've been kicking against. And Saul stopped persecuting the church, and he began to serve God, serve Jesus. So then that they began to organize. They organized, the religious folks organized against Jesus. They finally had him arrested. They sold him out. They lied on him. They had somebody come up and say, they did the Alinsky tactics, right? They came out there and they just ridiculed him. And they lied and they said, he said he's going to tear down the temple. He blasphemed God. And he called himself the Son of God. And they created all these, you know, 13 tactics of Lucifer, which Alinsky just caught up with. And, you know, he writes about his Rules of Radicals. And in the context of that, the people got stirred up. They're hearing about all this organization going on, all this messaging that's happening, And look at Matthew chapter 27, verse 11. He says, in verse 11, it says, this is when Jesus is standing before Pilate, before the authorities at the time. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, are you what they accuse you of? You know, the accusation, the ridicule. Right. Are you the king of the Jews? You have said so, Jesus replied. When he was accused, when he was accused by the chief priest, Alinsky's rules, right? When he was accused by the chief priest and the elders, the committees, chorus,
coming together,
he gave no answer. That's our response. That's what we should do. Then Pilate asked him, did you hear the testimony they are bringing against you? And we need to respond like Jesus responded. He didn't. But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to their great amazement of the governor, him not responding. Now, it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd, by the organized crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, which one do you want me to release to you, Jesus or Barabbas? Jesus, who is called the Messiah, or the King of the Jews. When he knew it was out of self-interest, they had handed Jesus over to him. When he was sitting in the judgment seat, his wife came to him and says, don't have anything to do with this innocent man, for I have suffered great deals in my dream last night. But the chief priest and the elders persuaded the crowd. They organized the crowd, the mob, to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. Which of the two do you want us to release? Barabbas! 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 And all of a sudden, they said, crucify him! Crucify him! Let his blood be on our hands. Yes, they organized against God himself. Thank you.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, and not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark. It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations, or Aryan-type conversations, or Iranian, or Muslim-type conversations, or political, which is type conversations. Or you could listen to VFN Radio, and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's Word says about it, and you can get a perspective, and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying
that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church, and they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing. And then they're coming into the churches, and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand, and as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians, mm-hmm. and the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, joining me is Pat and John. I had a sign language going on. Mm-hmm. If you just here missed it, we just talked about organizing. Who would Jesus organize? And we found out, as we were going to the end of our first our broadcast there, is they organized against God. Hmm. They organized against Jesus. And Jesus gave us a great example of how to respond. And that's what we're talking about. We're not just sharing, you know, tactics that a person who's in darkness would use to be able to get their way. We're showing you strategies of darkness and giving you the strategy of light, how that's to respond right. to it. And Jesus understood what we got to understand, mm-hmm. what Pilate didn't understand, which the people who were moving in darkness didn't understand when they were moving in Lucifer's tactics, mm-hmm. is that all authority comes from God. And the only authority that Pilate had was authority given to him, mm-hmm. which means Jesus understood what he was doing. He was not standing before Pilate. He was standing before God.
Mm. Right.
He was standing before God.
Yeah.
And that he was willingly laying his life down. And it was God who was going to allow his son to be sacrificed.
Right.
To the point that when all the sin of the world was put upon his son, that he struck. I mean, he's the one that it had to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it had to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And so this thing was being orchestrated under authority by God, which means to organize against your government, to organize against your constitution in America, to organize against we the people, mm-hmm. is to organize against God. You don't want to do that. If you stay within the context of our laws, which is the constitution, and as a believer, state, and that's who we're always talking to. We're talking to people who are walking with God, who made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. Mm-hmm. People who are being drawn to God, and God's pulling you to himself. And we're also talking to the person who once was walking with God.
That's right.
But if you made a decision like Korah, and you're just walking in darkness, I mean, this is not, we're not talking to you.
Right.
But although, if you keep listening, you know, you're going to find out God loves you. Mm-hmm. He's got a plan for your life, and that's the enemy just trying to mess with you. But eternity's facing you at any moment, and you're going to stand.
Choose.
Yeah, and you can choose. But don't feel like we're telling you what to do. We're just letting you know that God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life, but he'll mm-hmm. let you walk away from him.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So he stood before authority. He stood before Pilate when his wife saw in a dream,
tormented in the dream.
And tormented about the reality of what was taking place that even Lucifer didn't even understand. Because if he would have known, he mm-hmm. would not have put Jesus, he would have mm-hmm. done everything he can to keep Jesus from going to the cross. We can't, you know, all the wisdom of men cannot stop the wisdom of God. And so when we're finding out who would Jesus organize, understand that was not, you know, God organizing folks against his son. That was Lucifer organizing people, even the religious folks of that day, to kill and to crucify Jesus and to shame him because, you know, cursed is every man that hangs on a tree. They wanted to shame him publicly and put him up on a mountain from everybody to see, this is the guy that you guys said was God. And then they put him in the grave and they kind of sealed it, you know, to the point and put some guards by it. So funny. It's like, if you think he's, if you're gonna, oh, we did that because we just thought they might steal his body. But little did they know that he's God.
Right.
And when God showed up, the guard just kind of fell to the ground, froze, and like Saul in the road to Damascus, and because he rose again on the third day, you know. And he says that we're to imitate the Lord, and that's what we're talking about, these tactics. So you understand, don't swing. It has nothing to do with that, and it has definitely has nothing to do to rebel against what God has established. But you got to ask yourself the question: what has God established? Well, if you read the Constitution, which most of us haven't, you'll start finding out. Oh, he's it's me. I'm actually supposed to be involved in this thing because I actually send representatives to D.C. It's called representative government. It's a republic. And so it's just want to encourage you. We're going to have soon for you, by God's grace, we're going to have two columns. You're going to see this on the VFN Torch. One column is going to be Alinsky at the very top of it, and it's going to have his 13 tactics. And it's going to have, we're going to have... President Obama teaching it, because we have a picture of him teaching it. And then we're going to have a picture in the context of that of Hillary Clinton writing a thesis on it. And then the other column, we're going to have at the very top of it, a picture of Dr. King, and we're going to have his 10 commitments. So you can see them side by side. And it's like a no-brainer. And what you'll find out is, this is the shocker. Some people already know that. They already know that. They're just trying to keep things kind of blurry. And don't be shocked when people go, so?
Right.
You know, I've heard a lot of so's, you know. And because they see that they can get something through CORE's organized effort, you know. And
but it's always about getting something, right?
Yeah, it's what it's about. This is what CORE told Moses, you know. This is far enough, Moses.
Yeah, right.
It's like, for what?
Exactly.
Far enough for what? And then finally he reverts that back and says, no, CORE, you've gone far enough. Let's just show up tomorrow and find out who God's chosen. Who's chosen?
That's it.
Who's who? Right?
That's right.
And he showed up. Which just shows you how deceptive pride is. You have to be, we have to like, dear Lord, keep us from any deception. Lord. Remove the blinders from our eyes. But with the things that the Lord has shown us, if you missed the first part of this hour, there is hope. There is so much hope because we are where we are geographically. We are where we are as broadcasting and in the context of what we're doing because God has called us to be here. There's hope. He's shown us these things that are happening, that has happened, and that potentially could happen and might still happen. But he also showed us that if we'll repent, if we'll turn back to him, if we'll pick up our Bibles and begin to not only read them but believe and follow the God of the Bible—
And we have them.
Yeah,
we have 94% of Americans have a Bible at home, so we do.
94%. Pat, tell us how many of that is. If you 94% of Americans have Bibles,
at least one.
Right.
At least one.
Right. And if you have a internet, everybody has it as well.
That's right.
And so this just be encouraged. Understand this. That this is why we're talking to you. We're trying to give you a light perspective. You know, I was just watching the news on CBS News this week, and they're talking about the Holocaust. They were talking about the Holocaust that. Let me pull this up right here so I can find it. They were talking about concentration camps, and they were talking about ghettos that were used to be able to corral and concentrate, bring them in all together, the Jews together, and Christians, and anybody that they felt that was against them or they wanted to get rid of. And there was actually, they found out, they reported this on CBS News, 46,200 concentration camps.
Wow.
I believe that it was 46,200 concentration camps. And this is what I want to talk to you about. This is so important because what the devil has planned for you if you tend to walk in darkness is so outside your box. It's so outside. You even when he's doing it to you, and you're going to hear about this in the extra hour when you hear Supreme Court Judge Antonin Scalia, when he's doing it to you, you still are thinking, this just can't be.
Right.
But he's doing it to you. And you have to pay attention. The reason why we'll give you perspective is when you're walking in the light. It's obvious when you're in the light. If you're in darkness, you'll deny it to the last moment. And so this young, this older lady now, she was a survivor of the Holocaust. And she was 13, I believe, at the time. And they brought her family and all these folks, all these Jews from the ghettos, and they're taking them to a concentration camp. Mm-hmm. And they brought them on cattle cars where you carry cattle on. They packed people and they're so tight. They took all their luggage from them. And they're taking them. This is Lucifer's desire for you, by the way. He mm-hmm. wants to kill you, steal from you, and destroy you. Mm. And if you think you can profess to walk in the light and walk in darkness at the same time, you know, you got a train ride in your future.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It might not be a literal train ride, but you have a train ride. And so, and that's not what the Jews were doing. They just didn't, the enemy just hated them so much. They hated God's people. And Satan hates you. Mm-hmm. He hates you. Even if he's your friend, you're considered a frenemy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A combo deal.
Yeah.
And in the context of that, she's being interviewed. And this is so important what she said was. She said, within 30 minutes of the train arriving, the cattle car arriving with all of the Jews on it, within 30 minutes, most of the people in all those trains were dead.
Wow.
Within 30 minutes, that quick.
Wow.
Just to snuff you out. And when your parents telling you, son, daughter, when they're telling you that you need to live in the light, they're telling you that you could be snuffed out. Satan wants to snuff your life out in the next 30 minutes. He wants to be able to, you know, you go out in darkness and think you can make it through the night, and you're doing things you shouldn't be doing, mm-hmm. and you're intoxicated by some drug or something, and you're following darkness. Listen, outside you being the mercies of God on your life, that Satan wants to, within 30 minutes, he snuffed out most of those Jews that was on that train. And so what she said was in her interview, we're talking about 46,200 camps and ghettos.
Wow.
You know, and so when you start seeing, I remember driving through northern Texas, and I was looking at some things up in northern Texas. I'm like, that looks like a camp. like, you know, and it had FEMA on the side of it. And it was
a camp.
Freaky. It was freaky. Yeah, like a camp. And I'm not into saying all that, but if you look at history, it's going to feel like it wasn't really happening. Mm-hmm. And so, in the context that she was 13 when that happened. And so she just kind of just disassociated from it. That's what you do when tragedy mm-hmm. happens, because her parents were killed, her brothers were killed, her father was killed. They divided the men and the women. That's what I was telling earlier. I was talking about people just listen. They just do exactly what they're, without even thinking mm-hmm. what somebody's telling them. They don't even know if they have authority in their life. All the men on this side, all the women on that side, stand this way. And that's exactly what was going on. They separated the men. And so
we kind of saw that happening, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And so she says when they take her, and she's 13 years old, to a barracks area, they say, where are our parents? And they're barking orders off at us. They get off the train, they're just like rapiding. Rah, 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 rah. It's really what's happening today in America. Did you just barricade the soldiers from... Anyway, so... Hmm. And so the they pointed at the ovens and said, your parents are over there with the ovens. And the smoke was coming up from their parents' ashes. Hmm. Listen, hell is real. Hmm. Satan is real. Darkness is real. You can't partner. You cannot use his tactics and think you're not going to end up like Korah mm-hmm. with the ground splitting under you in your eternal existence. And so she kind of separated herself from it. But then she was looking at a picture years later, a picture, because they're doing an encyclopedia that talks about the Holocaust. But they're also talking about this new founding, which is they found out there was 46,200 of them, I believe the number is. CBS News is reporting. And so she's looking at the book and she sees a picture of her getting off the train at 13.
Oh, wow.
And it all flooded back. Everything came back, you know. And the thing is at that point, it was just surreal. I know it happened, but it didn't happen. Mm. And that's how the enemy is, you know. He's wanting you to be deceived. He's wanting you to convince you that it's not happening. It is happening. And I got to tell you, when we get back from this break, I got to tell you what she said. It will just shock you.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
V
VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it. And, of course, et cetera, abuse and things that were going on. But understand this. There came a day when suddenly he began to speak and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately, live on VFN Radio. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about the tactics of Lucifer and understanding, kind of get to understand God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We break that down. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, which means, hey, get knowledge. It can prevent destruction.
Right.
And there's a huge movement for a long time that we refer to as being spirit led, which is like, okay, I'm going to shut down all my senses.
Right.
I'm going to shut down all my brain. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say spirit led. And for years now, I went around and God would reveal things to me in the natural sense. He would reveal things to me and through wisdom in itself. He would reveal things to me by sending people to me. And I would shut all that down and I would wait. And that's probably why he started speaking to me so much in dreams. It's like, okay. And of course, when I read Chuck Pierce's and Larry Kreider's combo book, Returning Back to the Christian Authenticity, I believe it's called. And Chuck applies all these things that God's doing and brings them together as latitudes and longitudes and unfolds in part. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be so much easier because <It's like, laughs> I knew all that already.
Right.
And now in addition to that, you have this words of knowledge and prophecy and what God is saying in his word. And so he says, my people were destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Listen, church, we need to wake up and learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking right now at CBS segment. You got to see this. We're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch because I'm looking at this young 13-year-old girl. She was 13 years old. She's Jewish, and she's being taken to a Holocaust concentration camp coming from the ghettos. Her name is Irene Weiss. And she was talking about how surreal it was. It just wasn't real, even though this is happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just getting off a cattle car, and you're going to be able to see her when you see this. And she's looking back. Can you see where she's looking back there?
Mm-hmm.
She's looking back for her sister because her sister just got separated from her.
Wow.
And so, but it's still like, you know, and it's sort of like the movie theater was when we were going to see that movie. Right. And it's like, you know, it says prisoners over the door. I don't want to go in there as prisoner. And everybody's like, get in. You know, it's like, oh my, right?
Right,
like,
yeah.
And it's like people coming up trying to help you get in. It's like, well, how do you need me to tell them to get in the train? You're like, I don't need to see this movie. This is America. I may stand outside this thing. I need to think for a moment. Mm-hmm. My spirit's shouting at me. Something's not right. Mm. And that's what happened here. Everybody just kept, okay, go to the ghetto. Okay. You know, okay, go to the ghetto. Okay, get in the train. Okay, go to the area they have us concentrated to be able to protect us. And it's always surreal. And she said, until she saw these pictures that you're going to be able to see in just a moment on the VFN torch, you're going to be able to watch this. It's going to break your heart. But right now, you see these two little boys right here? Mm-hmm. That's her brothers, man.
Oh, wow.
That's her brothers. And she, for the longest time, when she saw these pictures, she goes, her heart just went out because her brothers got killed. Most of those people that got off those trains, immediately, within 30 minutes, she said, were dead. Wow. They would take them straight to the showers where they had the gas come out, and they would gas them and then take them to the ovens and the mass burial, the bodies. Understand, that's Lucifer.
Mm.
Hell is real. And the reason why we put the picture of Lucifer that we did and we're talking about, are they using Lucifer's tactics, is because when you study about him, that's what he actually looks like and describes him. But also, you know, the Lord has shown Pat, mm-hmm. you know, and had these encounters in his dreams as God was showing him and unfolding, you know, a tactics of Satan. Mm-hmm. And that's what he looks like.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like. Mm-hmm. And he looks like hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
that means has a whole new meaning, don't it? Right? Sure. he looked like hell. Anyway, so this is her two brothers. I mean, look at the terror on their faces. Their wow. family's been separated from them. Look at that face, man. My heart's like,
agonizing,
oh my
yeah.
goodness. You just want to pick him up and you want to rescue him. And I mean, think about it. He just saw everybody divided. He just came from the ghettos. What's going on with that young mind? What's going mm-hmm. on? What's mm-hmm. happening? My sisters are gone. Ashes are coming up from the ovens over there where the folks are being burned. Mm-hmm. And just imagine what the young kid's face is. This is how evil he is. I mean, what has this kid done? Mm. This kid hasn't done nothing. So when you hear people like the president of Iran deny the Holocaust, this actually happened, when you hear his Ayatollah and folks that our president's shaking the hand with, and these folks are denying the reality of what happened to God's people. When they're embracing radical Islam, and they're embracing this whole Quran-type aspect of it. They're embracing the destruction of the Jews and Christians. Anybody that's not Islamic, yeah. but they're talking about pushing these guys. But look at this boy's face. Tell me, what do you see when you see this boy's terror? It's his forehead.
Horror. Yeah.
It's all wrinkled up, and it's just like, what do you? I mean, it doesn't even compute.
Yeah, as you're sharing and talking about, that reminds me of a movie called The Boy in Striped Pajamas. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to watch it.
Yeah.
It's about the boy that grew up in a concentration camp and another boy that his father was in the German army.
Right.
And there's they go to meet with each other and they play with a fence that separates both of them.
Oh, wow. So the concentration camp fence. Yeah, oh, wow.
Meets up at the property where the little boy, the German boy, lives.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And he's not, in the face of all this evil and seeing all the things that's happening, he's not getting it, that his father that he loves is a part of killing his friends, family, and people.
Oh, his father is doing, oh, wow.
Right, so the boy's father is in the military, is in the German military.
Mm.
And the little boy, he's playing there, he's like, what's your dad doing over there carrying that stuff? And why do you wear those funny pajamas? And they weren't pajamas, it was the uniform that the Germans made them put on. But in the face of all this evil, everyone was so desensitized.
Right.
You got to
watch
the movie because it gets you to see the paradigm of what was happening. Right. In such great evil, and then you see the smoke coming from the chimneys. It's awful.
Right. And that's the truth. That's what she's saying was, it's just, even the one that was on the train mm-hmm. was saying, you know, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And even to the point to she saw these pictures, when she saw her brother's face, saw her coming off the train, it all came back, and she had to tell herself, this thing is real. And you're going to be able to see this. You go to VFN Torch, you're going to be able to see this. But you look right here, so she always was like, my mother. She never could find her mother, but she saw her brothers.
Mm.
But then she got a magnifying glass, and she found out this lady right here is her mother.
Oh, my.
And within a short period of time, they were taken to those showers and forced to breathe gas. When you think about who's being gassed, like the Kurds being gassed and Saud in Iraq and Syria, where they're gassing folks. Well, they gassed God's people. And they told him it was a shower.
Mm-hmm.
They told him that it was a shower, and they were going to get cleaned up because riding in those cattle cars. And as soon as they got in there and took off their clothes to get the shower, all of a sudden this gas came down, and it killed God's this little boy, this little girls, and killed them. And then they took their dead bodies and threw them in ovens and burned their bodies and threw other bodies in mass graves. Mm. And she even says, going through this, and that's her losses. Mm. She's like, it just doesn't connect. And you're going to hear about in the extra hour, that's what Lucifer wants you to think. But listen, it's only confusing, really, really, if you're not walking around the light.
That's right.
And we say it often, but it's so important that 81%, according to George Barna, of people who call themselves Christians are not even reading the light. They're not even the words. You don't have a perspective of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And walking in darkness, that and claiming to be in the light, which means you're going to be deceived. You're mm-hmm. It's easy for you to be deceived. And some people are going to be shot because they're acting like the Christians. Mm-hmm. And they're going to end up on a Christian train, for example.
Right.
They're going to say, no, I was just trying to buy in, make a part of the crowd. And it's like, how could you say I was? And so I just want to just say that as we're talking about these tactics, this is the goal. The goal of Satan is to steal, kill, and destroy. When we say Lucifer, that's Satan.
Right.
He is an angel cast out of heaven. Why? Because he organized 1/3 of the angels. He organized the first community, as Alinsky says in his books, Rules for Radicals, against God, just like he did through the dark religious folks that happened when they organized against God again, Jesus Christ, and said, crucify him. Crucify him. Join us on the other side.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. Isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And that, you know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. That was something that came up that God spoke to me and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you, it's a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person.
Yes.
Another person. It's living and active.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't
it? It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly. Right. And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but but God knows, you know, how to speak to us. And,
right.
And it's just awesome. It's just, it's powerful. You know, it's life-changing.
Yeah. When you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called. And by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.